That's like the only time I never had a filter, bro.
This nigga right here, bro.
Got my idea.
This nigga right here.
We'll sell hash browns though. We'll call Mexican mustache hairs.
That's funny. Yeah.
Hell no.
So what if you got? What is that with cheese? Cause you gotta have cheese out there.
With queso, and we'll say queso, not cheese.
That's funny as fuck.
So naturally, most of them come from the cow shit.
I mean, yeah, but you can also get them from other stuff too.
But you could also just grow them from like rice and shit. Like I've seen some, you get like rice jars, and you just have that shit come out like that. You just gotta germinate that hoe.
Yeah, I mean.
That about says so we can have cow shit.
Essentially. I mean, not really. Cause you're really getting.
And yeah, that's probably like in the 2000s. Right. I shouldn't have told.
Allegedly.
The power, like Dookie.
But really.
But some country though, they do get old dude locked in a jar. Years later, they open it up to get the smell of the fumes to get high.
That's stupid.
I didn't. Even
that's know very.
That's
that sounds dangerous.
If you are storing your fucking shit in a jar.
To get high
years later, that is the most fiendish, conest, crackheadish
thing I've ever heard of, bro.
Yeah. It's fucking gross.
Yeah.
They probably had jars from like when their great granddad
started. That's fucking disgusting.
It was a tradition. It was like in a village type shit.
Man, every time you take a dump, you save it.
It was in a village. You said what?
Okay. Every time you take a dump, you save it. Just like you go in there. That's
fucking gross.
Was a jar.
Hey, look, okay, since you're talking about, since you're talking about people getting high off.
I mean, six shit. This time is a lot.
Did you see?
I made six.
Did you see in the news that said that fucking there's like methamphetamine in some waterways and that these trouts were getting high off of them? They're like, oh, these trouts could be basically addicted.
And they're like going to the same waterways and shit.
Yeah, bro. And like, you know, like, oh. Cause think about it, you'd be like, ooh, this trout is delicious. Oh, hard. Oh. Like, nigga, like, eat trout like every 5 days. This nigga's like, high as fuck.
Like, this nigga want more trout.
It's like, I need more trout.
This trout is so
good. Just don't know this that
bro, meat. Cows on meth would probably be the best thing.
What
no,
the fuck?
No,
bro.
Nigga, the cows are dying.
Yeah, bro. Why? Yeah, exactly. The cows would eat the grass.
Cows on heroin.
No.
Dying.
Bro, they be so chill.
They're dying.
No animal on drugs.
They're dying.
I'm talking about animal for food on
drugs. Now, marijuana, no. That might be good milk.
You might be too what? Paranoid.
I don't know.
Paranoid about what?
What the fuck?
They're gonna get fucking killed, bro.
I mean, maybe.
No, give them a little weed before you take them to the slaughterhouse. You're relaxing them.
Yo,
I
just got
scared, nigga.
What is Wagyu beef?
Bro, I just got hella PTSD.
Slaughterhouse?
Oh my god.
I'm just saying, if a nigga want to run a slaughterhouse or some shit, like, hey, man, get a nigga a little weed.
This is definitely.
Sorry, bro.
So, look, so just so everybody knows. Alright. The podcast is back. We on the show again. Got Quan Chi, got Jose on the show, also known as Mr. Rafferty's and fucking Captain Applebee's over here.
And Casico. Captain Applebee's.
I don't know. We're all off the rails with this. But anyway, this is good stuff. I don't know. Anyway, so here's the thing, all right? So we were just talking about earlier something else before we got into that whirlwind. We have to do with burritos.
Yeah, yeah. Right? The preference of who a burrito would be for a Negro, a black man. A Mexican amigo.
Yeah.
Jose. Then we have a black.
This is the fat guy who loves burritos.
See, <That's> it. the connoisseur of burritos.
Connoisseur of burritos. Exactly.
I'll take
right. So, like, hold on. Man, goddamn burritos. All right. So, what was I saying about the burritos? Oh, yeah, I know what I was saying. Alright, green lighting and saying all this stuff. I guess I do, but green light is. Alright, when you. Okay, so here's the thing. We're talking about tacos, right? Or not tacos, but burritos. Mm-hmm. So. This last episode was kind of funny because we were talking about catfish and I'm just. So, coming from. Ladies. This guy, Jose. Bruh, what the fuck?
Bruh.
Alright, so. What do you think is the proper burrito, bruh? Like, what burrito, you know?
First of all, I feel like we're only talking about burritos because a Mexican is here. And then two, to answer your question, a proper burrito, fucking beans and a tortilla. That's it.
Beans and a tortilla?
Rolled up and that's it.
That's okay. It, my nigga?
That's it.
No meat.
Nothing.
So to answer your question,
so that's how you just make a burrito.
That's not how I make a burrito.
How you make a burrito,
bruh?
That's what I'm saying. Like
beans, you got tortillas.
What kind of beans?
Pinto beans. Pinto beans. So I'm in a crock pot.
Refried beans.
Dead-ass refried beans.
Yes,
I know.
But it's just funny because this nigga just said like refried beans. Like they just grow like they're like, oh yeah, like the refried beans.
They grow out.
But I am refried beans. You know what I'm saying? That was funny. Cause to be honest, for a long time I was like, refried beans. These refried beans. Like,
I know it's pinto bone. What is this?
Because I
didn't want this. What else gonna make it? Well, finish it. What else? We said.
My bad, pinto.
We said the refried. Hold on. We said the air fryer.
Nah, in a crock pot.
Crock pot?
Yeah, you get pinto beans.
Oh, okay.
In a crock pot with water overnight.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, they're good. That's it.
I mean, hold on. Where's the meat?
I mean, shit, you can throw meat if you want. I don't.
What you
even
eat on it?
Fucking meat.
You don't eat? Oh, okay.
So it's all protein enough. It's healthy enough. Beans.
Yeah. Fiber, nigga.
Fiber, too. Yeah.
Shit, hey.
Bro, I got a good digestion.
Big
for
it. I bet you do. Your whole fucking household do.
A lot of gas.
Thank you, Mexico. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, beans.
Hey, good fiber though. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Post release. Man, yeah. What about you?
Alright, so
big boy. Yeah.
As a connoisseur of burritos, to be honest, I don't like burritos with lettuce in it. Burritos with lettuce and burritos with sour cream already in them is disgusting to me.
I throw sour cream on mine.
Hold on.
I'm saying,
I mean, I throw it in
it already,
yeah,
because
it's gross. It's gross because sour cream is hot and then lettuce gets all like soggy. It's gross. You know what I mean? Now, the fire ass burrito to me is going to be fucking some fucking beans. Whether they're refried beans or just kind of like, you know, kind of cooked pinto beans. You know what I mean? That'd be fire. I would say steak. No, I'm not. Steak, mm-hmm. Tomatoes, avocado, onions, maybe bell pepper, fucking cheese. Queso, maybe, possibly fresco. Cheese on that hoe. Nice flour or corn tortilla. Fat flat. That. Well, we really gotta use flour tortilla.
So you see, mine sounds somewhat similar like
cheese,
that.
My fat niggas like cheese.
But really, I don't have to have all that cheese.
The avocado shit. Like, nah, nigga. You saying the lettuce was gonna be mushy or some shit to say?
Bruh, yes. The avocado.
And you think guacamole inside that shit is already mushy?
Y'all don't eat your burrito right after you make it?
Yeah.
And how the fuck is it, like, mushy, bro? That shit fresh, though. They like you go to Taco Bell and get home 5 minutes later and it's fresh. This bitch off my counter.
I just don't eat it like that. It's just weird. It's weird.
Sell it.
Mixed with.
Shut the fuck.
But me on how I make my joint. Of course, the tortilla. I like mine as a beans. Rice, of course.
Beans,
rice, steak. I'm eat steak, chicken, or ground beef, however I'm feeling, or whatever I have right there. And it all simple. I guess lettuce, cheese,
queso, and I'm done with it. Wrap that joint up. I don't need to walk.
So you know what? You just
made Oh yeah, sour cream. I do rub a sour cream like on that joint, and then I fold it up. It make it it's hold it.
That's a smart pro tip. Yeah.
It's like a glue, pretty much to me. How I be looking at it, like that's a glue.
So I got a question. At the end, do you fold the bottom of your tortilla so it don't
open?
Yeah. Okay. Bad.
Since you don't, then you just made a big ass fucking taco, basically.
And then shit, you said something that pretty much makes sense. I don't have a way I eat a fucking burrito, bro. It's whatever the fuck is there.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is.
And for sure, bro, we always got beans cooking. We always got tortillas made. You know how
I said I always got tortillas
you
made.
You know how many times I ate a fucking burrito this week?
Bro. Hey, ain't no wrong with this bro. Shit. I ain't fired, man.
But you got homemade ingredients. So
no, and I got ton. I didn't just eat bean burritos all week, you know? They've all had different shit. That's all or whatever. Yeah. Ours fuck.
Okay, so earlier, right, when you said something, you made me think about something. You said Mexican, right? So now we do. Yeah, bro. So it's your second time back on the show, right?
That shit sound fire when I name it in it.
Actually, all of these sounds sound fire.
Man, what?
Because I forgot to say like
I do like mushrooms.
A lot.
Mushrooms?
Mm-hmm.
Looking good, dude. Yes, bro.
Yeah, yes. Same nigga said put lettuce on the fucking catfish sandwich.
With tomatoes and mayonnaise, bro.
On a catfish sandwich?
Yes. Who the fuck?
Okay, we not gonna talk.
Wouldn't that shit be like a pulled pork sandwich?
What?
Yeah.
No.
So you,
bro, what?
Look, I never had catfish, bro. So I'm trying to imagine how would a catfish sandwich be. Wouldn't it be like
no fool.
We this is a whole nother episode.
Yeah, we're gonna
come back to this one. Bruh. Okay.
Okay.
Pulled pork.
Because you said pulled pork, and that also brought up something else. That's like, it brought up two things to me. Right? Because we all being from a city that eats a lot of fucking barbecue, right? I don't ever see anybody getting a barbecue sandwich.
It's like my brother's name from Kansas.
Well, barbecue even still, that's
years.
A barbecue.
11 years.
That's one of those fake ass barbecue places. Kansas. You know what I'm saying? Right? Okay. Anyway.
Deadass, it's a fake ass barbecue.
Yeah,
place.
Bro, it's like no real barbecue. Whatever. He's just saying that because he like.
No. They talk about a fake ass barbecue
Kansas.
Culture. But they
I can't survive.
I don't know, bro. Did you like the barbecue in Kansas?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's like one barbecue joint up there, and it's fucking basic.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask you this, right? So, like, here, people always be talking about, like, barbecue. Like, you know what I'm saying? Barbecue sandwiches, but with, like, a pickle and onion on it. That's fucking weird. I don't never see not one person in Memphis ever be like, you need a barbecue sandwich with a pickle and onion, please? Like,
yeah, I don't see how people be doing it, but there's some people out here who actually like pickles on their barbecue.
I know, but it's weird. Yeah, it's
but
weird.
But compared to lettuce and a tomato?
Shut the fuck, bro. Dude, it's good. It's fucking good.
No, it's goddamn catfish.
Yes, it is, bro. Yes, it is.
So it is like that, okay.
Yeah, bro. Yes, it is good like that. It is good like that.
It don't sound good.
It does. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, bro. Like, I don't know. I'm going to have to make this shit one day and see what's up.
So how you guys think about pork chops?
Pork chops? I don't
think it's fucking
I mean, it can be good. I just don't really eat pork chops like that.
Anyway. Have y'all ever did this? Your mom made pork chops well back in the day. You got the fried pork chops, you got mashed potatoes, you got corn, mashed rice, macaroni.
That's like a classic, beans, like, got school the next day.
Yeah.
Mom got off work early today.
You probably got some rolls and you probably got some slices of bread. Have you ever, as a youngin', just like, mix all this shit and just stacked it on the fucking two buns and just ate it, like put everything on from the pork chops to the mashed potatoes to like
I tried half of the Thanksgiving shit like that one time.
Just like stack it on like to make a big ass sandwich and ate it. I'm like shit, it's pretty good. I mean it's going down the same.
Sounds like a cartoon ass sandwich. Sounds like a cartoon ass sandwich.
Like, just try it one day. Like, have a big ass meal for, like, it's. Bruh. I mean, it's going down the same way. I mean, you make a meal out your fucking You make a meal out like your sandwiches anyway, bro. Like, you be like, ah, I ate them on my
to
side.
To be honest, like, the one...
Get what's rest of it and just eat it.
To be honest, I feel like there's one meal that you can eat always and turn it into a sandwich. And that's fucking spaghetti. You always turn spaghetti with garlic bread.
Bruh.
Always turn spaghetti with sandwich. Always. Nigga, I don't know why.
Nigga, some regular bread and spaghetti. I can just get one slice and just make it look spaghetti taco bread at the hoe. Fuck it. But no, nah, real shit though, you can make that out of it, a sandwich with no problem.
Right. Dude. Here's the thing.
Parmesan cheese on the side. Fire is up right now.
What the main differences are, right? Cause you okay? So I'm gonna ask. This is a fucked up question. This is fucked up. I wanted to ask anyway. All right, do you eat a lot of rice, like Mexican rice?
Yeah.
No. Right. Okay. So what is Mexican rice?
That's what I don't know. It's like fucking just regular rice, and then like you put some consomme. It's just like. I feel like it's a tomato flavoring or some shit.
Yeah, it's not regular rice, it's yellow rice. It's not regular rice.
It's two different kinds. No, we don't buy yellow rice though, for sure.
Yeah, because the yellow rice is like Spanish rice.
What?
Or whatever.
This shit's
kind of
like
Spanish rice and Mexican rice are two different things though.
It's not regular rice.
Brown rice. Not even brown rice.
It's not even regular rice.
And then it's not even like white rice, it's like some dirty.
That's what I'm saying. It's not, it's brownish.
But see, it's not brown rice.
No, it's not. It's not brown either. Watch it find out. Bill, watch it be yellow rice.
So now I don't know different types of rice.
Watch this shit. But I know the Italians and Spaniards.
How many types of beans do y'all know?
How many beans?
Yeah.
How many beans? We're doing beans. A bean challenge right now?
I'm just asking.
Green beans. What the
fuck? Wants it, the fuck?
All right, come on then. All right, a bit. So would you go
pork
on first?
And beans.
You'd have to like...
Yeah, this nigga said pork and
beans. No,
bread.
Fuck you.
What?
Does it count?
No. No count.
Chili beans.
But chili beans...
Same shit, bro.
Yeah, chili beans are something else. Alright, how many... This nigga's the one who brought it up. How many beans can you name off?
Okay, probably like, for sure more than six.
I bet, go. Let's go.
Wait, the fuck? I'm asking y'all, how many beans can y'all name?
Shit, I can do at least more than six.
I'm gonna say that.
I'm gonna challenge beans. Beans.
Alright, go.
Who going? Can we go first?
No.
No,
you go first, Nate.
Well, I'm trying to think.
See, he can't. No, he go first. No, since you gotta say.
It was his challenge.
Yeah, it's your challenge.
It was his challenge.
I feel like he's finna get ideas from me then, shit.
I see, I don't even care.
Alright.
Go.
Green beans, right? Pinto beans. Black beans. Northern beans. Fucking.
What are northern beans?
They're fucking
northern
beans.
Northern beans.
No, yeah, it's just beans growing up north, bro.
Shut up,
nigga. Shut the fuck up.
Then you got the Southsiders.
Fucking white beans. Yeah, white
the white
beans.
Guys, and then the ones from the east, too. The Frijoles from the east.
What else is it? You got kidney beans, you got blood beans, you got fucking,
Buddha beans.
that was six, though. That was six,
that was
right?
Seven.
That was seven?
Yeah.
All right, but so at least I named more than six.
You said three, though. I didn't know.
He said okay. Kidney beans, then he said
northern
blood
beans.
That was just 7-1.
I guess I'll probably know like five.
Damn.
Because yeah.
You know the same amount I know.
Yeah. Stupid. Oh, shit. Shit, don't throw me in your group then.
I said, what?
I said, don't throw me in your group then.
Damn.
Damn.
Okay.
Bro.
Don't come nowhere near this pool pit.
Yeah, you were supposed to know more beans. You were definitely supposed to know more beans.
Alright, what?
Y'all fucking racist.
That's not... I was you were the one who was like, how you gonna know more beans than me?
I just asked. Y'all know more beans. I didn't even like... Bruh, however y'all took it is how y'all took it. I was just asking, how many beans can you name? How many types of beans?
Yeah, I guess that.
Do y'all prefer turkey burgers or regular beef?
I'm not gonna lie, fucking turkey burgers are fucking gross unless. Here's the thing.
I've had some that are way more fucking better than that.
Let me rephrase that.
What?
Since we was talking about beans. Turkey burgers versus regular beef burgers versus bean burgers.
Bruh, no. No, 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 no. Take the beef one out. Take the beef one out. Because
there's already no context.
Yeah, you can't even take the beef one out. You got to put like a salmon burger or like fish burger or some shit.
No, but either way, no. You throw that bean burger out. That shit don't even run. No way. That shit is trash. Bruh.
That shit don't run. No way.
Yeah, no.
I know somebody who eats them, gents.
What, bean burgers?
Wrong, yes.
It's gross. I mean, I'm not going to say they're gross. I'm just saying bean burgers. Every bean burger that I've ever eaten has been disgusting. If I'm going to go vegetarian burger, it's going to have to be mushroom burger type shit.
Dude, I could probably fuck with that.
That shit fire.
Yeah.
Like, you can make that shit really taste like beans will always taste like fucking beans. Like, I don't give a fuck how many beans you have put together.
This probably is like some expensive ass one that tastes good.
But man, but you finna spend your money on this?
That's the thing. You ain't regularly gonna do that shit.
You know what I'm saying? You aren't finna do that. Who finna do that? Who finna be like, yo, I'm finna go drop like
$20 on a fucking burger type of shit.
Okay, alright.
One patty.
So what's the most you willing to pay for a burger that's not a beef burger? With, like, well, you can get whatever you want on it, minus fucking bacon. You can get plant-based bacon, but you can't get, like, bacon. But you can get anything else. So tomatoes, avocados, onions, whatever, fuck. Mayonnaise, whatever, I guess. It just can't have, like, meat on it. You can have whatever else. Meat-based stuff.
No,
what? Yeah. Like, how much money are you willing to pay for a burger that's not like a beef burger?
Nothing.
Bro,
give me the beef menu.
But I'm saying, though, like, you get somewhere and it's like, damn, your only choice.
I'm like, I want to eat tofu for the first time. I'm going
to
do some dumb.
I want to change my answer to that.
Bro, y'all crazy. I'm not eating no. What the fuck? These niggas just said. I'm gonna pass on all three. Do y'all have tofu? Get out of my restaurant.
No, I was like, give me the fuck. I said, bro, I'll eat tofu before I eat this shit, but really give me the beef menu.
That's what I said.
But I'm saying, this, the beef menu, beef and tofu are not on the choices for tonight's menu.
Where do you want tofu? What you want beef?
What you have to choose, you have a salmon burger, a bean / mushroom burger, and or mushroom burger, or you have the... what was the one you said? Turkey burger. Mm. Right?
What about... So, can I get a burger with the beans on the side? I'll show you with that.
This
thing. Boy trying to sop it in the juice.
Loophole.
Sop that motherfucker up.
Loophole ass nigga.
You're trying to sop it up.
What would make sense? You know what makes sense?
It's always good at sopping up your meal. Like, you got like a sandwich or whatever. It's got some juice running from the next side.
You know what makes sense though?
You're a big boy. You should have.
Shut the fuck up. I forget y'all skinny niggas and shit. Y'all like, we want meat.
Nigga, you always on
protein.
You were just on my way earlier, nigga. So what the fuck?
But what I'm saying is this though. What makes sense is to get the turkey burger and over season the shit out of it. So that it tastes like a beef burger.
Shit, that's... And then you just... Over-season it with what?
I think the only thing you should take is a pinch of salt and pepper.
Turkey burgers are fire, though.
A pinch of salt and pepper is what that motherfucker is.
Just cause that shit...
Maybe right. Turkey, like... Maybe ground turkey, like, in your spaghetti.
No. And Rotel.
Yeah, because you can season
ground turkey and Rotel is fire, yeah. Nigga.
Right. Because you can, like, season
speaking
it.
Of... Oh, yeah. That's what I'm kind of making tonight, too.
What? With the cheese and shit?
Yeah, Velveeta cheese.
You know what's better?
I got the ground beef, and we have beans.
What's better?
Oh, yeah, it's Rotel with the tomatoes and green peppers and onions and stuff.
That's cool. chips.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Yeah, dude. That's crazy.
Beans. Burgers. Turkey burgers.
Yeah.
Season them just right, though. Put it on the grill. Smoke it. Ooh. On top rack. Smoke it on the top rack is the best, though. I think they're probably the best.
So, at the end of the day, though, fuck a tofu burger. Fuck a bean burger. Fuck a salmon burger. Kind of fuck a turkey burger, but I'd rather go for beef, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people who don't.
For this question, like, for this question, I choose turkey.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people in my household prefer turkey anyway. I'm the only nigga that eat ham. I'm like the outcast in the Korea. I just eat ham. Oh,
I can never
eat
turkey. You can never live in Canada. Never.
Bacon. Oh yeah, them niggas love they pork.
Canadian bacon. How they get there?
They love their pork. For real. But nah, mine, yeah. It's just a lot of people I know is a little turkey.
All right. Dude, that's crazy. I don't know. Do you know what? I don't know, man. This has been a crazy food episode. Nuts. Oh, yeah. Here's something else. We always got to tell people, don't forget to drink water and don't be a dumbass.